guess first I just want to know if there's any specific questions about what we've been doing today. Then I had just a few closing remarks. And then just have a simple go around at the very end with with your name, and if there's any one thing you might want to, if there's anything from the day that particularly stuck out for you, or something you want to remember, something you want to take with you. So at the very end we'll do that simple circle. But for now, again, if there's anything that hasn't been clear enough, I mean, this is only a day, and from my standpoint, they always feel really short. And but we still, there still was a lot to explore and practice with. So, is there any, may or may not be, but is there any question about something that would be helpful for me to address before I disappear?
Can you talk to us a little bit about your retreat? I looked at the flyer very briefly.
The Big Sur retreat? Or there's three retreats over there.
Maybe that's it.
Well, I was going to mention them. Okay. I might as well do it now. There's a variety of programs, retreats, classes, different things I do. Obviously, classes wouldn't be so available to you over here, but I'm doing three retreats coming up fairly soon, in a couple weeks. I'm doing a two-day retreat called Why Speech Through Compassion and Presence. It's for women, and it's combining mindfulness meditation practice with nonviolent communication skills. And I'm teaching it with Christine King, who is a longtime nonviolent communication trainer and also a very longtime meditator. And this is in the Santa Cruz Mountains. And we did it once before, and it was great. So I hope if you know any women who would be interested in exploring that more deeply, there's that. And then in the end of May, the 25th or 30th, I do these, I mentioned it earlier, and these nature-based retreats. It's one of my practices, I guess, where I take people. I've done a lot myself. I've done a few month-long solos in the wilderness. And so we're at a small retreat center in Big Sur, up one of the canyons. And so it's an opportunity to meditate outside and work with how nature teaches us about who we are and about our true nature. And then on June 4th and 5th, doing a weekend again in the Santa Cruz Mountains on creativity and meditation. I'm also an artist, and I'm doing this with Carolyn Dilley, who some of you may know, who's a writer and poet. And we'll be offering this for men and women, and it'll be a combination again of meditation, of really looking into the source, the source of being, and the source, which is the same source of creativity. People can work with either of an art form or Carolyn will be offering some poetry and writing explorations, and I'll be doing some with a little brush painting and collage. So, flyers are over there. Again, if you know somebody who's interested, there's room in all of them, and I think they're personally, I think they're great opportunities to bring practice into various other areas of our life, or to fill it out a little more, something like that. So, there's that. And also, my organization is called, as I said in the beginning, is Bloom of the Present. So, my website's bloomofthepresent.com. But any practice related anything else about emotions or pain or mindfulness? Okay. So, just a couple things. Just a couple of final inspiring things to say before we finish. One thing I like to remind people is that we are sentient beings. And you hear that word sentient used a lot in Buddhist practice. And what does sentient mean? Well, the classic definition is the ability to perceive and feel things. So we have the ability to feel and perceive things. It's part of being alive. Or maybe it's the definition of being alive. On a regular basis, I mean regular, like almost every day, I have a moment when I go, I can't believe it, you know? Here I am, here we all are, these, you know, this combination of water and minerals, some chemicals, a little electrical energy, a little combustion, some gas, and it's all of its forms. And yet this combination, I can feel things. I can hear things. You know? Light comes in and it makes sense of some kind. I can walk around. Isn't that weird? I mean, we're like pieces of the earth and we can do these things. And it means we're very sensitive. And we're very tender. You know, sometimes it's easy to reflect that humans are kind of brutish and cruel. And we can be, obviously, but I think even our brutality and cruelty comes from this underlying tenderness and sensitivity that we don't quite know how to deal with. So, I also think of this practice as learning how to be sentient. And so I'm inviting you to live up to your sentient potentiality and live up to your, that means, I mean, to live to your potentiality to be fully awake. Because it's miraculous and it's, and whatever degree of practicing, you may know this already, that it's a wondrous mystery, and it's and what else are you going to do anyway? You know, be crazy and confused and miserable, or find out what is potential. Find out what this freedom is really like, and what the peace is really like when you open to it. And then the other comment is just that, you know, we talk a lot about mindfulness and the mind, and it can be a bit much, because really, I would say it's heartfulness that does this, and mindfulness is really heartfulness. That it really takes a very big and very courageous heart to do this. It's really the heart that becomes free. It's really, the Buddha talked about the sure heart's release. It's the heart that releases. And again, it's not your ideas and your plans and your agendas and your wishes and your schedule. It's the release of your heart. And to remember that it is actually our joy and our love and our pain and our suffering that awakens compassion and actually connects all of us. So the more we're connected that to here, the more we're connected here. And here. So. And finally, quote, Pir Vilayat Khan, Sufi teacher. Overcome any bitterness because you were not up to the magnitude of the pain entrusted to you. Like the mother of the world who carries the pain of the world in her heart, you are sharing the totality of this pain, and you are called upon to meet it in compassion and joy instead of self-pity. So, thank you for coming. So I'll just do a dedication, and we'll be done. And you may need help putting chairs away and stuff. So let us breathe. And this will be a quick dedication, because we've gone over a little bit. But I just want to invite that all the goodness that has come up from today, all the benefits, whatever that might be, anything beneficial for each of us, the wisdom and the good heart, the insight and the opening, that be shared amongst ourselves, that when we go out in the world, we also share that with others, so that all beings awaken to the possibility of accepting who and what they really are, that all beings find the freedom that is in their own hearts, that all beings know the peace of the Buddha. Lovely evening. It's a beautiful day.